بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ومتعناهم إلى حين صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, in tonight's Taraweeh we heard the 12th juz of the Holy Quran, but the ayat I recited now was from the end of the 8th of the 11th juz. If you recall, last night we discussed the incident of Tabuk, and the incident of Tabuk appeared in the first quarter of the 11th para, and that was the end, towards the ending of Surah At-Tawbah, and the second quarter then starts with Surah Yunus. Why is this surah called Surah Yunus? Because of this verse that I recited, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about nations of the past which Allah destroyed, besides the people of Yunus alayhi salatu salam. This was a village that when the clouds of azab were drawing and they realized that Allah's azab is coming, then they immediately brought iman, they made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala accepted their tawbah. Allah accepted their tawbah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send the azab upon them. Lamma amanu, when these people of Yunus alayhi salatu salam, when this entire town brought iman, kashafna anhum azab al khizyi fil hayati dunya. Allah Ta'ala then remove the humiliating punishment in this world. Allah Ta'ala removed that azab from them. So therefore, this surah is called Surah to Yunus. There are various other verses also, like وَإِنْ يَمْسِسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Very similar verses we discussed before. Allah Ta'ala says, if Allah Ta'ala afflicts you with harm, there can be no person who can remove that harm. There's no kashif. Kashif means one who pushes away, one who clears, one who removes. And if Allah wants good to come to you, then nobody can repel that good. The good will be before you. Allah Ta'ala afflicts any person or sends any good to any person who He wishes. He is most forgiving, most merciful. Then in tonight's Taraweeh we heard Surah Hud. Surah Hud also, Hud alayhi salatu salam was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like Yunus alayhi salatu salam. And his people were also arrogant. They thought it was their power, their physical strength, that made them very, very great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had warned them via Hud alayhi salatu salam, who came repeatedly and invited them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they rejected his call. Allah ta'ala then punished them. In Surah Hud, right in the very first page of the 12 juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَا مِنْهِ إِنَّهُ لَيَؤُوسٌ كَفُورٌ وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ النَّعْمَاءَ بَعْدَ ضَرَّاءٍ مَسَّتْهُ لَيَقُولَنَّ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ فَخُورٌ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُم مَّغْفِرَةٌ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Now this verse is something for us to ponder over. Even in the 11th juz, a very similar verse appeared. Basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when good comes to the people, then they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah ta'ala afflicts man with some hardship, then he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in the 25th juz in the first page, very similar. When some difficulty comes upon man, فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيدٍ. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned Ma'arif al-Quran. In fact, I think the Sheikh ul-Hind's translation in which he mentions, Phir insan lambe lambe dua karte, lambe lambe fatiha parte. When some calamity befalls man, now he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when good prosperity comes to him, then he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in this verse Allah says, Wala in azaqna al-insan. When we make man taste minna from us, rahmatan, some mercy, some kindness, some prosperity, some good comes to him. ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَا مِنْهُ. Then Allah Ta'ala says, after some time, we pull away that prosperity, that happiness, that enjoyment he was getting, that mercy. إِنَّهُ لَيَأُوسٌ كَفُورٌ. Man loses all hope. He becomes ungrateful. And وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءَ بَعْدَ ضَرَّاءٍ. After difficulty, after adversity, if we bring some good to him, then he thinks that he deserved all this. It was his right to get this enjoyment and bounties. And he begins to gloat and he begins to boast over it. Now, let us ponder over this verse. Ulama explain that the barrier towards acquiring the akhirat is this feeling and condition that man goes through in general. What happens in general? Insan is such, his nature is such, that he is consumed by the present. He doesn't look at the past, he doesn't look at the future. He lives by the present. So in the past, if he had some difficulty, he forgets the difficulty and the hardships he had. He's only bothered about now what's happening. How often a person goes through some difficulty, financial difficulty, for example. And he was going through difficult times. Really, he was in parishani, he was in very dire conditions. And after some years, all this condition disappeared, and now he's thriving, his business is thriving, he's very prosperous, he's very wealthy. Now he doesn't ever ponder and reflect over his condition in the beginning. So now he gets very boastful, arrogant, proud over himself. Not realizing that Allah can return him to the original state he was. Within seconds, his entire property and belongings and all his possessions can be burned down, can be razed to the ground, he can lose everything. He doesn't ponder over that. So when he's enjoying himself, he feels that has the right, or it was his right that he must get some enjoyment after some difficulty. And now he'll be living in this condition, not thinking that condition can change also. So Allah Ta'ala wants man to ponder. Don't look at the means that you have. Look at the person who is giving you and providing you the means. One is the sabab we're looking at. And one is musabbibul asbab. That is the creator, that is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. All the time we are to reflect over our past, how kind Allah was towards us. And Allah is giving us a comfortable life. Therefore, do not detach ourselves from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and being devoted to Allah ta'ala. And also worry about the future, that you must not go back to your old habits and sins, but you must be remaining loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if you look at man's condition, is such that because he doesn't have two qualities, sabr and good deeds. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُ. A true believer is one who is patient over calamities, and he refrains and he restrains himself from all haram, and he is steadfast on good. This is the three meanings of sabr. So when he has this type of patient steadfastness and he does good deeds, amilu salihat, then this is the true believer. When any condition befalls him, for example, good comes to him after difficulty, doesn't gloat over it, doesn't feel, oh, it was my doing and I deserved it. No, but he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, it is only your kindness. And he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who is just consumed by his present time, then what happens? One musibat comes to him and it's the end of the world for him. His heart, as a mashayikh used to say, Hazrat Arifullah rahmatullahi alayhi, the hearts of the Ahlullah are ghamproof. Ghamproof. Whatever calamity comes to them, it does not affect them. Yes, they will be affected, they will be concerned, but it won't shake them up to such an extent that they lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts are ghamproof. All the time, their mind and their heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One buzurg is sitting, somebody comes and tells him that your ship with all your goods sunk. So he says, Alhamdulillah, O Inna Lillah. Then somebody comes and tells him, no, it wasn't your ship. He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there was no difference in the attitude when both these messages came to him. Just as the second time he expressed shukr to Allah Ta'ala, the first time when he said inna lillah because it was a loss, he didn't become crazy and frantic and lose hope and start shouting and screaming and running to and fro. He was calm. Allah Ta'ala, give us that type of calmness. So here, these mu'mineen are resolute. They don't have mayusi in them. They're not ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, when we give man some mercy from us and then we snatch it away from him, man becomes ungrateful. He loses all hope. He becomes despondent. And if we give him na'ma, na'ma means a lot of happiness, prosperity, khushhal, after some difficulty that affected him, then he says, ذهب السيئات عني. Well, all this bad is gone from me now. Now I'm not going to suffer any loss. And now he feels it was his right. So therefore he begins to boast over his condition. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Except those who are patient and do good deeds. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ For them is the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a great reward. Then in tonight's Taraweeh, we did the episode, the incident of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Really a very, very sad incident. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, in very brief, he lived for about 1,000 years. 1,000 years. The lifespan of the ummah of the past was very, very long. And so Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, for 950 years, he gave da'wah to his people. And he worked tirelessly. He gave them da'wah, like it is mentioned in Surah Nuh. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعُوتُ قُومِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا Day and night, Ya Allah, night and day, I'm giving da'wah to my people, inviting them to your oneness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that opportunity, and he tried, he's desperate, but just a handful, plus minus 82 people accepted iman, imagine, in that entire 950 years duration. And then finally, when Allah ta'ala now decided to destroy the disbelievers, so Allah ta'ala then sends wahi to Nuh alayhi salatu salam, that annahu lay yu'mina min qawmika illa man qad aman. That after this, nobody from your people is going to bring iman. Those people, you made effort and they brought iman, the believers, the handful, they have brought iman. Now after this, nobody is going to bring iman. فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ Don't lose hope and don't be concerned now of what they're going to do. What I want you to do, O Nuh, you build an ark. And you're going to build this ark not on your own. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam did not know how to build an ark. بِأَعْيُنِنَا Under our supervision. Allah says, under our eyes. وَوَحْيِنَا And we will inspire you. Put this, get that done. This is how you must build it. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا Those who have transgressed, the disbelievers, don't talk to me about them. إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ They are going to be drowned. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was no sea there was no ocean, dry land. But it's the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكُ He began building this ark under the supervision and instruction and direction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلِهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِ سَخِرُ مِّن Those disbelievers, and maybe a group goes past and they see Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and the believers busy building this ark, they began to mock it. You expect to make this thing sail on a dry land? Are you crazy? You mad? قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُوا مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ Just as you mocking at us, we gonna mock at you soon. Nuh alayhi salam had certitude, yaqeen in Allah, that Allah is going to send floods, azab is going to come, and Allah is going to make this ark sail. Those people did not know what was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they were mocking Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said, that just as you are mocking us, don't worry, we'll also laugh at you one day. And this is a lesson for us. In Arabic they say, man dhuhika dhuhika. You laugh at some person, he made a mistake, some fault of his, some weakness, and you have a big laugh about him. And not long after that, suddenly you make the same mistake or worse, and then everybody laughs at you. And Allah Ta'ala says then, فَسُوفَ تَعْلَمُونَ Soon they will know that Allah's azab will come and it will humiliate them. And this azab is going to be perpetual. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا Until finally when our command came. وَفَارَ التَّنُّورِ Tannur means an oven. Like how you make those rotis. So an oven. This oven where you bake bread, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it began to overflow with water. Other ulama say tanur here refers to the surface of the earth. Water would come from the clouds. Yeah, it was dry land. Allah ta'ala made the clouds also burst and rain did fall. But before that, wafarat tanur. So the surface of the earth began to overflow with water. And also from places like where you would bake bread in oven, there's fire. You won't get water there, but from there even, Allah Ta'ala made water emerge. And Allah Ta'ala told Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, you board this ship and take a pay of every animal. And also those people of your family who have brought iman. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam tells these people now, get onto board the ship and Bismillahi majriha wa mursaha inna rabbi la ghafur rahim. The name of Allah will be its sailing, its moving. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. And now Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is busy putting his people into this ark, and the night is absolutely, it's raining, there's flood, there's water, and the ship is about to sail. When suddenly he sees his one son, he had four sons, and this one son, he sees that this son of mine is not boarding the ship. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Mufassirin explained that he was under the impression that this son of mine is also has believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was unaware that this son of mine is a disbeliever. So he sees his son, وَنَادَى نُوحٌ ابْنَهُ وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ. He sees his son in solitude, in an isolated place. He's not with the rest of the people. Ya Bunay, oh my beloved son. This is the filial love of a father. His child. Irkab ma'ana. Come, jump. Board the ship with us. Wala takum ma'al kafirin. He didn't say, don't be al kafirin. He says, don't be with the disbelievers. The disbelievers, they are isolated. They have not boarded the ship. They are going to drown. Don't be with them. Be with us, you're a believer. He thought his son was a believer. Now what does his son say? قَالَ سَعَاوِي إِلَىٰ جَبَلِ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَا. No, I'm not going to board the ship. I am going to climb a mountain. I'm going to go right to the top. And this mountain is going to protect me from the water. Nuh alayhi salatu says, لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِيمٌ. No, my son. No person can protect you today except that person upon whom Allah has mercy. He's the only protector. No mountain can even protect you. And as this conversation, this dialogue, Nuh alayhi salam shouting to his son to save him. And the son is replying that no, I'm going to climb the mountain. Whilst all is happening, وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. A huge wave rose and intervened between father and son and drowned the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala made the ship then sail, and then finally Allah Ta'ala says, وَقِيلَ يَا أَرُضُ ابْلَعِي مَاءَكِ وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي. Allah Ta'ala commands the sky to withhold the rains, and Allah Ta'ala told the earth to swallow its water, and everything became dry. وَغِيضَ الْمَاءُ, the water subsided. وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِيِّ. Find Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam ark, stop at Mount Judi, which is near Iraq. وَقِيلَ بُعْدَ لِلْقُومِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, curse be to those who are transgressors, oppressors. وَنَادَى نُوحُ رَبَّهُ. So as Nuh alayhi salam's son was drowning, and he saw my son not listening to me, he turned his attention to Allah Ta'ala, and he began to say, oh my Rabb, فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ بْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي. My son is from my family, and I thought you said that all those who are believers from my family, then they will be saved. وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ. Your promise is true. وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. You're the best judge of all judges. Oh Allah, what has happened here? قَالَ يَا نُوحْ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Allah said, oh Nuh, you thought that he was from your family. No. Ahlik here is not talking about your blood relationship. It is talking about being a believer. Imani nisbat. Not that blood relationship. Allah Ta'ala says, in reality, he was not from your family. Why? إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. Another qira'at, innahu amila ghayra salih, that he did not bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made kufr. He was not a good person. He was not a believer. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِعِلْمٍ. Oh, Nuh! Allah Ta'ala very sternly warns Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, don't ask me to intervene regarding that which you have no knowledge. You are saying this is your son, and my promise was that the people, your family will be saved. I said, those who are believers, and he was not a believer. Inni a'idhuk, O Nuh, I caution you, I advise you, an takuna min al-jahilin, that you be from the ignorant ones, and you make such a request from me, that I must save your son. You don't have knowledge that he was a disbeliever. Why? Mufassirin say that Nuh alayhi salam's son, this son, did not declare words of kufr explicitly. Had he explicitly said he was a disbeliever, then Nuh alayhi salam would have known. Like in the case of Nuh alayhi salam's wife, she explicitly made kufr. So Nuh alayhi salam knew that she is not from the believers. But this son of his, he did not hear him. He did not hear his saying. His son did not say explicitly, I reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time he was under the notion, that false notion, that this son of mine is also a believer, and therefore he made this request to Allah. What about this son of mine? I thought he was from my family. Allah Ta'ala said, no, you do not know, and don't ask me that which you do not have knowledge regarding. Immediately, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لِيْسَ لِي بِهِمْ. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from asking you anything which I don't have knowledge regarding. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, if you don't forgive me and pardon me and have mercy, then I'll be from the losers. Of course, Nuh alayhi salam did not commit a sin here. There was no sin. Anbiya are ma'soom. They are sinless. But from his understanding, this is why he made this request. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Nuh alayhi salatu salam and his people in this way. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, who Allah Ta'ala sent down these verses to Rasulullah sallam. Story of Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Hud, Salih alayhi salatu salam, Musa alayhi salatu salam, to console Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was working so hard amongst the kuffar of Makkah so that they bring iman. And after making such an effort, sometimes they would throw stones at him, they would hurt him. And similar happened to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Nabi Akram said, كَيْفَ يُفْلِحُ الْقُومِ. He says that he was giving a description of نَبِيًا مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَا, one Nabi. Some commentators, some shura said that this was referring to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And some said, no, it was Nabi Akram himself in the time of Uhud. What happened is the people began to throw stones at that Nabi, and he began to bleed. So the moment he was bleeding, he kept on wiping that blood, so that the blood does not fall onto the ground. If the blood of that Nabi, who was hurt by his own people, if it had fallen to the ground, then they'll be destroyed immediately. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nuh alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, kayfa yuflihul qawm, qad khadabu, وجوه أنبيائهم بالدماء كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. How could such a people be successful who have stained the face of their Nabi with blood? So they had this merciful heart all the time. So Nabi Karim is being consoled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various surahs and ayahs of this nature. Allah ta'ala spoke about the messengers of the past, the prophets of the past, how they gave da'wah to the people, they worked so hard, and with all their efforts still they were rejected. So just as they went through it, Allah Ta'ala is consoling Rasulullah because he wanted every person to bring iman. And he would finish himself up in pursuit of the iman. And therefore after that, Surah Yusuf, but inshallah tomorrow if Allah gives us tawfiq, we'll discuss Surah Yusuf. The few important lessons we derive from Surah Yusuf. Surah Yusuf also, Allah Ta'ala mentioning to give tasalli to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to console him. Because Nabi Kareem was worried, ummati. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.